Hey, Bill, since the loss to Kansas City, where have you seen the most marked improvement in your offense the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think we're still looking for that consistency. We had our moments, but you know we're still looking for that overall consistency. So I think everybody's improved. I think each individual player has improved. I think overall as a unit, you know, we're doing things better than we were doing a month ago, but we still have a ways to go. And I'd say that's everywhere across the board. So we're working on it.
So what if anything will change? What is affected by losing Chandler Jones for a month with the hip situation? And how much changing, as much as made it 3-4, 4-3, and all this sort of thing? How much scheming or so forth, just in general, will losing a guy like that at this point make?
Well, we'll kind of have to figure that out as we go along here. You know, Chandler's done a good job for us, but you know, we have a number of other players, and we'll try to put together the best game plan we can this week for the Bears, and utilize those players who are available. So we'll just set to see how all that comes together.
Coach, what were some of the attributes that Tom exhibited back at Michigan that drew you and the personnel department to him?
Well, I'd say he was productive in big games. You know, had good poise, good accuracy, and his intelligence and his decision making in big games was good.
How did the installation of field turf at Gillette Stadium impact your offense, starting in 2006?
I don't know. It's a long time ago. We played on a lot of surfaces over that amount of time. I think we just don't really think about that too much when we put together a game plan or when we play, whatever the conditions are, we play in them, and we've been in a lot of them. So I don't think we've done anything dramatically different in terms of drawing up plays or bringing players into the organization based on that.
Bill, you have
to see it.
Go ahead.
Bill, how does the 2004
Bill, what are the most influential factors in Tom Brady's consistency over such an extended period in his career with you?
I'm sorry, the most – what factors? I'm sorry.
The most influential factors in his consistency. Why has he been so consistent?
Tom works really hard. He's very, very well prepared. He does a great job of understanding our game plan, and does a great job of studying the opponents and knowing what they do or what they've done. And he's very good, smart, and has a good instinctiveness about the game in terms of making adjustments and seeing things during the game and being able to transition when our opponents are doing something, once we see maybe how they're playing us or what the issues are, how to deal with them, or sometimes if it's things that we're able to do not as good as we thought or maybe better than we thought, to be able to transfer that. He's worked hard on his throwing mechanics, and he's accurate. And Tom plays with a lot of poise and does a great job in critical situations of processing a lot of information and making good decisions in those situations. He's done that through the course of his career. I mean, there's a million different ones, but I'd say the common denominator is his ability to handle all those things and process them and make good decisions based on what that particular situation calls for.
Bill, you guys have Shane Green and his brothers, the safety here. Is there anything you found over the years about, you know, are NFL players a product of their family or the way they grow up, or, you know, brothers seem to be a pretty rare thing?
Well, you know, we had it with Chandler Jones. We had it with Devin McCourty. So, you know, I don't know if it's that rare on our team anyway. We've got a couple other situations with it. I don't know. I think each player is different. Even players in the same family are different. We're all different. So, I'm not sure.
What do you like about what Shane's been able to do for you?
Shane's a versatile player. He's very smart, works hard, is able to do multiple things because of his intelligence and his athleticism, his versatility. He's done a good job, you know, for us running the ball, catching the ball, in protections, in the kicking game. He's been a guy that handles different roles and handles them well, and is able to, you know, kind of take the flow of that week or that game or that situation and maximize it, and that role may change from week to week or may even change within the game. But he's kind of able to go with that flow and pick up where we need him, and sometimes another role may get minimized for whatever reason. And then he moves on to that and moves on to the one that is the one that's the productive one. So his versatility, his intelligence, his work ethic, dependability, and they've all been really good positives for us.
Bill, how does the 2014 version of Revis compare with the guy that you went against regularly, you know, say 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, it's different when, you know, when the player's on your team. You know, and Evan Durrell here, I've been really been impressed with his professionalism, how serious and businesslike he is in terms of his preparation and studying of the game, both what we do and what our opponents do. The hardworking guy that's spends a lot of extra time trying to do his job the very best that he can do it, and I have a lot of respect for the way he's going about that. Those are things you just don't see when, you know, players with another team or just don't get the same kind of day-to-day appreciation for him that that I've had, you know, the opportunity to have this year. And he's played well for us. I'm glad we have him.
Coach, the Bears' offense have been struggling a little bit throughout the season, but they still have a fair amount of playmakers available. What are some of the things that have stood out to you on tape as you've analyzed them?
They have a lot of playmakers. They have a very good, offensive football team. You know, they have a good scheme. They do a good job mixing. We know West Coast type principles and, you know, moving routes, crossing routes, run after catch type plays with, you know, vertical routes, plays that stretch the field, you know, the seams, the goes, the flags, the deep overs. So there's a good combination there, utilization of the back, both in the running game and the passing game. You know, you have to defend all five receivers. So they have a good scheme, they have a good offensive system, and have a lot of good players, a lot of explosive players. The receivers are big, big catch radius, hard guys to cover, including the tight end. Even when you're on them, you still don't really have them covered because there's because of their length and their size. There's places that quarterback can put the ball that you know, the defender can't get it, even though he's got you know, relatively good coverage. So you know those are all problems. I mean, Forte is a great back. He's exceptional in the running game and the passing game. I think he does really everything well. He breaks tackles with his strength and his balance and avoids guys with his quickness and his vision. And he's a very smart and instinctive player that puts himself in a good position to you know get the ball and or get into spaces where the defense has fewer players, whether it be on runs or passes, with his vision and his instinctiveness. You know, the line is, you know, last week was able to come back to the same group that they started the year with. So, you know, that group is a pretty veteran group, really. I mean, although Long's a second-year player, but, you know, he played a lot last year, and, you know, it's a good player for him. So, you know, the experience that they have on the line, really the experience they have everywhere offensively is, you know, is pretty impressive. And they do a good job of, again, even with Mills and Long being, like, younger players, but they've played together with all the veteran players. They do a good job. It's hard to you know, get them on scheme things. You don't see them, you know, miss too much in terms of assignments or that type of thing. And their skill players are all very capable of hurting the defense, you know, and their own skills. So, they're a hard group to defend because of the scheme and because of the talent of the players and the experience of the players.
So along those lines, what are your impressions of Jay Cutler?
Yeah, Jay's a guy that can make all the throws, can, you know, hurt you in so many ways. He doesn't get enough credit for his athletic ability and his ability to, you know, run and extend plays. And he certainly is, you know, uses all of his receivers. He has good field vision, has a good arm, quick release. Athletic in the pocket, seems like a you know a smart guy. Does a good job with you know the checks and changing protections and recognizing pressure defenses and being able to you know get the offense into the right call or protection to handle it. Again, I don't know the ins and outs of that, but just watching it on film, you see him do that you know numerous times where he sees what the defense is in and he makes some kind of adjustment. And then the offense is able to handle that situation. So I think his production that he's had has been pretty substantial this year and through the years. And he's a dangerous guy that can get the ball to any of those skilled players, and they can get a lot of yards or get it in the end zone in a hurry. So I'll have to do a good job you know, trying to defend him and all the other skilled players he has around him.
So what have been your impressions of the 5 months of Jimmy Garoppolo and his sort of orientation to the league?
Jimmy's, you know, worked hard. He's a smart kid. You know, when he's had an opportunity to play in preseason and one regular season game, I thought that he played with poise and was competitive. Got a long way to go. He's got a lot of good football in front of him. But in the opportunities he's had, he's certainly been competitive and comes to work every day, learns every day. I think he gets better every day he goes out onto the field. So he's improving, he's doing a good job, and he's got a long way to go.
Take a final question.
Bill, so much of the NFL for you obviously is week to week, but over time, let's say the last, say, 10 to 15 years, any philosophical or any major changes in philosophy or things you've had to adjust to as the league has changed?
Well, I think there's a lot of them, probably a lot longer than what we have time for. So I know, I think if you just really go way beyond me or any other individual coach, just go to the league and what the league's dealt with, the league office, the commissioner, and so forth and so on. I mean, I think they do a pretty good job of identifying those things on a regular basis, 2, 3, 4 times a year, talking about all the different transition things that they have to work through as a league, which really is just reflective of what, you know, the teams individually are dealing with in one way or another. So, and I think that's a...
Or just thinking more schematically or on field kind of thing.
Well, I mean, the schemes on the field, you know, those certainly go through different periods of, you know, different trends, you know, based on what's popular. And, you know, we've seen that all through football from the 46 defense to the run and shoot days and all the other stuff in between. So tight punt to spread punt to quarterback under center to shotgun to same 11 guys playing every play on offense and defense to multiple substitutions on nearly every play in some games. So, yeah, that's, you know, those are the schemes. And defensively, you have to adjust to what the offense is doing. And offensively, you try to, you know, create opportunities with, you know, what, how the defenses play. And so, but I think that's all just part of the natural evolution of X's and O's and, I don't know, who the head coaches are, who the coordinators are, the popularity of certain schemes, you know, but that's, like, it's always going to be that way. It's just a question of which ones they are, but, you know, the other broader issues are really, let's say, league topics that have been addressed and should be addressed by, you know, somebody that's, that deals with them a lot more frequently than I do.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Coach.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
See you Sunday.